test their skills participating in the Native Youth Olympic Games. And we check in with the National Weather Service in Juneau for the short and long-term weather forecast. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Happy International Women's Day. Those stories are up next. This week's Native Youth Olympic Games will test Haines students' strength and skills. It's part of a week-long course with Native athlete and coach Nick Hansen, and an opportunity to learn about traditional Alaska culture, history, and sport. A group of students are lined up in the high school gym. One by one, they take a deep breath and let out a yell while running around the perimeter to see how far they can get in one breath. It's a game from the Montana Blackfoot Nation, Nick Hansen explains. He's a Nupiaq Eskimo from Unalakleet and an athlete and coach of the Native Youth Olympic Games.
Scream and Run, which is a Blackfoot Nation game that I traded. I traded one of my games for their games, so they taught me and I taught them. And it was a game that the kids would play so that way they can have strong enough lungs and run far enough to warn their community if another warrior group was coming to try to attack their community.
Hansen is also a 7-time competitor in the television show American Ninja Warrior. He's here in Haines for a week-long course with students to train in the Native Youth Olympic Games.
We use them as games today, but each and every one of them is a direct relation to our culture and the survival techniques our ancestors used. So another example would be the seal hop, my favorite game of all time.
In a push-up position just on hands and toes, athletes hop as far as they can in a test of strength and endurance.
What that game represents is a hunting technique our ancestors used. They would get as low as they can to the ground or to the ice so that they can minimize their profile, and they would hop along the ice mimicking the movement of a seal in order to get close enough to strike with a harpoon. And that was the direct connection we have to a sport directly related to our ancestors.
He says they will practice 10 games this week, and through the stories as well as the sport, students learn about Native culture and history. Next, students try the Alaskan high kick, a traditional Inuit game. With one hand on the floor, one grabbing one leg, they extend and kick the other leg up to touch a ball, which gets progressively higher and higher. Haines sophomore Caleb Beck says he surprised himself this week.
It's like my second time ever doing it. I didn't think I could kick that high like that, but then now that I did, I surprised that I could. And the running one, I was surprised that I did that far.
Senior Trig Backey is Tlingit on his mother's side and says the activities have been fun and learning the origins of each game.
It's unique and it's fun, and it's really cool to see what our ancestors were up to how many hundred years ago.
Hansen says he wants to learn more specifically Tlingit games and invites elders or culture bearers to get in touch with him and teach him.
If there's any cultural ambassadors or leaders here in our community in Haines, come and teach me something. I would love to learn and trade just like I did with the Blackfoot Nation. That'd be amazing.
Hansen also points to the encouragement and support among students he's seen while practicing the games together.
The kids are growing so much because there's those niche that you normally see in a school. And right now, the jocks are helping the nerds, and the nerds are helping the comics, and the comics are helping the emos, and the emos are helping the, you know what I mean, whatever that niche might be, the Christians or whatever it might be. And all of them are a part of this games, and there is no judgment behind it. It's just, everybody working together to help each other and lift each other up, and that's the best part about these games that matters to me.
Hansen hopes to encourage Haines students to form their own Native Youth Olympic Games team. If there's interest, there's an opportunity to compete next month in Juneau at a traditional games event organized by Sea Alaska Heritage Institute in April. Winter weather has begun to subside in the Upper Lynn Canal, leading to daytime temperatures above freezing this week with light winds and rain in the lower elevation. KHNS's Mike Swayze talked with the National Weather Service's Kimberly Vaughn in Juneau for the complete forecast.
Kimberly, what's happening in weather in the Upper Lynn Canal this week?
Well, the Northern Lynn Canal, as far as if you're going to go out on the water, Tuesday night, north winds about 15 knots. And for the rest of the week, looking really nice with a southeasterly wind about 15 knots and seas 3 feet. So not a lot of strong systems moving in for the next week, which is nice. kind of a nice change.
What about temperatures? The temperatures look like they might dip down a little bit midweek.
Yeah, the coldest days with these clearing nights that we have are definitely seeing temperatures drop below freezing. And that's going to continue through the week, still looking for low temperatures in the mid-20s. And actually, climatologically speaking, that is very normal. Normal temperatures for this time of year should have lows at about 25 and highs in the mid to upper 30s, which is about what we're going to have, even warming up into the near 40 this week.
You know, there were a couple of really lovely sunshiny days here over the weekend and then in the beginning of the week. And is spring upon us?
Well, we are in meteorological spring, which happened on March 1st, but the real spring is still a little bit away. And really, for this area of southeast Alaska, we could still have winter pop back up with no problem, even through early April. So right now, for the next week, looking for rain during the day, but overnight hours, with the temperatures dropping as low. If precipitation does fall, it will fall as snow. But everything's looking pretty light, so not any significant accumulations expected at this time.
So we do have some rain coming in this week.
We do. Dry weather ending by about Wednesday night, and then pretty much chances of precipitation throughout the week, with the wettest days being Thursday and Friday.
So it's the Buckwheat Ski Classic this weekend, which takes place up in elevation, up at Log Cabin, which is right by the border station there between the U.S. and Canada at Fraser, B.C. How is the weather looking for the buckwheat on Saturday?
Saturday's forecast is for rain and snow likely. At the upper elevations, all snow for sure.
And then looking at kind of a larger picture approach, people are starting to wonder, is this going to be a warm, dry summer on the Upper Lynn Canal, or are we going to have, a cold, wet, rainy summer? Do you have any long-term prognostications for us?
Well, I'm not quite sure about the whole summer outlook at this point, but the spring, as far as kind of March, it's looking like there's better chances that we're going to be colder than normal and just a slight tilt towards looking like we might be drier than normal. But that doesn't mean that we couldn't get a really good snowstorm.
Anecdotally, over my time here in Skagway, I have noticed that if the spring tends to be cooler than normal, then the summer often tends to be warmer. So we'll see. I don't know. I mean, obviously, that's just, my opinion.
Well, it'll be exciting to see. We'll talk again in the fall and see if you were right.
Great. Hold me to it. Kimberly, thanks so much for the weather update. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Kimberly Vaughn from the National Weather Service in Juneau. For more information, visit weather.gov. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.